All right, your concern is what now with people getting paid and so on and so forth?
Well,
what was
again,
that?
For example, this guy, Phil from Union City, said, do people get paid for doing this? Well, my understanding is when you're a jury, you get $30 a day.
Right, that's always been the case.
Right.
And we're gonna revisit that when we get in power, because look at, if someone is being taken long term, and they, and $30 a day is not enough to be able to pay for their living,
home,
mortgage, and everything else.
Right.
I mean, someone could get cooked up on, connected up on a trial that goes long term. They got to take care of this person's bills. That is what it is. It's not that people are paid to do this, but people have to make a living, and some people can't afford to take off these times. And we don't want people to not come in because they can't afford it. So we will visit that kind of thinking later. But as far as payment right now, there are four individuals in every county that will emerge to become full-time individuals. And, there are people who want to participate, but they have businesses or they have a job that they're happy with and they don't want to leave those jobs, and that's fine. So they'll be called from time to time, and, when they could do whatever they could do. But there has to be four people working full-time. Obviously, if people are working full-time, they have to pay their bills, so they're going to get a salary. I don't know. We have to look up to see. I mean, it's a lot more than $250,000. It's probably more like a half a million, three quarters of a million, because there's a lot of things that have to be done to do the administrative work for the grand jury. And bear in mind, they also not only do the grand jury, but they do the trial jury. So we need to orientate everyone that comes in. Those four individuals will be doing investigations. When people call with complaints, they'll be looking into these complaints and trying to solve these problems between the people and the government and the courts and so on. And so that's a full-time job. Now,
right.
when the grand jury is pulled together for some reason or another, it's not necessarily that all four of those people are going to be on that grand jury. Of course, they can be if that's what they want to do. Or one of them could be, or two of them, or three of them, or four of them. It's irrelevant. People just do whatever they think they want to do. But during that process, you definitely want to pass the foremanship amongst the four in the beginning. And when you see someone that comes in, as you gather and empanel a grand jury, you'll see people who will come in, will have some education. They understand, they know common law, they appreciate what we're doing, and they're working at, and they're organized, they got organizing skills, and very capable of being the foreman. So we should make those kind of people the foreman, even above ourselves, if possible. And remember, a foreman really only just, he's got the gavel and he tells everybody shut up and let's go this way and that way. But he doesn't get anything more than anyone else. He just maintains order. Time
right.
to move on. We're done with that. Let's move over here. We'll come back to that later if we haven't settled it. And whatever the plan is, So it's not a big deal. The trial juries, the four individuals that are investigating cannot be on the trial jury. Because, first of all, they know too much. In the sense of the investigation, and they're compiling information, and then they bring it before the grand jury if they think it's an indictable issue, and then if the grand jury totally, completely agrees with the four, the 21 plus the four, that's 25, they agree, yeah, we should indict, so they indict, then they send it into the court, and then we have to impanel a trial jury. You wouldn't want any of those grand jurists that did the indictment to sit on the trial jury. I think that would be a conflict of interest, so
that wouldn't
happen.
Yeah, okay. We want to show that we're above the bottom.
Correct. And so these 21 people or the 12 people that are being the trial jurist or the 21 people that you're pulling in, up to 25, of course, that you're pulling in for grand jury, we will first call back the phone calls on our registry that we have where people are interested and somewhat educated and preparing. We make their calls to those people first, and if we can impanel through that, then that's fine. And maybe we'll only get a couple out of there. Then we go and move over to the voters registry, and then we probably we're going to suggest really to focus in on the people that are active in voting, and then pull people from there. Get them in. You give them now the job of the of those four people are going to be to orientate those people. Got to bring them through a four-hour program to make sure they understand the mindset, the principles by which we operate, and the two maxims that we're guided by. And so that'll be the job of the, again, the administrator. So it's a full-time job, and they'll be paid. Now, some people will say, oh, yeah, well, you'll get a bunch of drug addicts, or you get a bunch of this, or you get a bunch of that. Well, first of all, right now we've got a bunch of people who are slaves that sit on the trial jury and the grand jury that are totally obedient to the judge and the prosecutor. And so the government, who are, in this case, lawyers, so the New World Order minions are really controlling this whole system, and they do a psychological thing on people and everything before they choose and panel these juries. So obviously there is a conflict of interest. But with us, that we're not going to have that kind of a problem, nor are we going to have a problem with people who are unrighteous, because everyone who comes in will sign the oath to maintain the three principles and to uphold the two maxims. And if they break those principles or maxims, then it's the duty of the other jurists to say, wait a second, you came in here, you're acting in the wrong way, and you're doing A, B, and C. You took that oath. You can't, you know, you got to, and you try to fix that person if you can. If they're unfixable, you vote them off and you pull another person in. If it's a grand jury and you're in the middle of things, you know, you can continue without replacing that person. If it's a trial jury, there's always an extra. I think they have two extra spare wheels running with the 12, so there'll always be someone to take that person's place. So in any event, the bottom line is it's pretty difficult to corrupt a grand jury once the people take it over, and it's pretty difficult to corrupt a trial jury once the people take it over, because we can self-correct, and we can always know. You see, everybody's going to learn the principles before they sit in a seat of judgment. And once they get those principles and the two guiding maxims, you'll know.
What are the two maxims?
The three principles, first off, is honor, justice, and mercy. The two maxims are, in order for there to be a crime, there must be an injured party, and the state cannot be the injured party. And the other maxim is, for every injury, there must be a remedy. So therefore, the job of the impaneled grand jury, and if they pass it over to the trial jury, then the trial jury, is to try to figure out a way that they can restore the injured party. And it is the defendant, the violator of that person, is the person that has to do the restoring. So that's what we do, is we force them to restore the person they injured. Whatever that may be, there's all kinds of things that can involve. You know, normally it is true that it's a money value, but there's other things involved also. And during that process, it's a perfect process because, you know, in the process, who knows, the person might find compassion and realize the error of their way, and now you've restored an individual back into society. Once they're finished paying their debt to that person, then they're nothing is held against them. They could become a jurist if they want. And in the long run, who knows, maybe through that, you know, a soul could be even be saved. So that works, you know, justice works itself out.
Right.